In October 2011, I travelled to Macedonia. The trip was organised by Mediation Northern Ireland, and the purpose was to explore the Macedonian media in a post-conflict situation. First things I've noticed since I've been here are the amount of mosques and churches in the city. There seems to be a lot of development work going on, especially in the new part of the town where there's a lot of neoclassical buildings going up at the moment. And probably most notably, the amount of television radio transmitters. They seem to be everywhere. On the hill above the city, there's a cross, which is quite controversial in itself. But one thing I did notice is below those crosses, there are several TV radio transmitters. And as soon as I come into the hotel room, stuck on the television, there are a host of television channels in Macedonian and Albanian. And bearing in mind that the population here is not much bigger than at home in Northern Ireland, I find it incredible to believe that they can sustain so many media outlets here. 10 years ago, the country was divided by a short yet brittle conflict. Ethnic Albanians, who live mainly in the north and west of the country, took on the forces of the Macedonian state. I travelled to the mountains above the mainly Albanian city of Tetovo, near the border with Kosovo. As part of the tour, our group had a meeting with a former Macedonian army commander. As he explained the beginning of the conflict, an ethnic Albanian who was involved came forward. He was angry that his side of the story wasn't being told. It was clear that 10 years on, the divide still ran deep.
It is built in 1875.
Во него има капела, црква таа е таму посветена на Свети Кирил и Методи.
We have a chapel church over here that is built in the name of Saint Cyril and Methodius.
Имаме поставено две изложби. Едната е од минатото.
The next stop on the tour was the Leshock Monastery. It is situated in a mainly Albanian area. The Orthodox priest we met there told us that his church was blown up by Albanian guerrillas in the 2001 conflict. The walls were covered with pictures of the ruins and the reconstruction efforts, which were mainly funded by the European Union. Many mosques and churches were destroyed in the conflict, although responsibility for these attacks is often disputed. There are two truths in this country, and with the corrupt and linguistically divided media, it is hard to see where a consensus could emerge. Back in the capital, Skopje, Macedonians and Albanians are working together on a project which they hope can change the media. The Macedonian Institute for Media trains young journalists to report accurately and responsibly. However, their frustration with the media in the country is clear. This is programme manager Petrit Saracini.
These are not media that we have in Macedonia. These are propaganda tools. There are some media outlets, very, very uninfluential, but the most of the mainstream channels are being used as propaganda tools. So, where are the people? They are confused. They are not fully aware about what is happening and what has happened in the past. And it's easy to manipulate with the feelings and the knowledge of those people. So that's what's happening.
So, in the 10 years since the Ohrid Agreement, have Albanian demands to be part of a greater Albania just withered away, or are they still there?
I'm an Albanian myself, and we should be very frank that this idea and say that this idea is very popular among the common people. And these are ideas that are frequently whispered into common people's ears by politicians when they want to move the eye of the public from certain real issues, which are real problems of the people: unemployment, high taxes, or different pressures by the states, whether it's political, whether it's police pressure. I don't know. So there are some real issues that people should think about. Whether they have enough food at home, whether they are satisfied with the quality of their life, are they able to go visit the theater or the museum, or are they able to fulfill their not only physical but also intellectual needs? And this type of ideas like Greater Albania, I don't know, Greater Serbia, are very popular, especially in the Balkans, because then it serves as a food for people who are actually pretty hungry. They don't have jobs and they don't have a real cultural or a societal life. What they do is then they deal with this type of issues and of dreams.
Tensions between the Macedonian and Albanian communities aren't far from the surface. There is a reluctance to confront the past, the fear being that it is still too soon. For example, at the mainly Albanian Southeast European University, history is not on the curriculum, as the 2001 conflict is still too controversial. Petrić believes that the failure to address the past on an official level has allowed irresponsible politicians to exploit the situation for their own ends. Vesna Nikraniska, a Macedonian who works alongside Petrić at the Media Institute, believes that it may be too soon to face the past.
Maybe some situation and events, we cannot face them in the moment because the society is not ready yet. It's not ready to accept them. And maybe we should postpone the dealing with these events, these historical events, let's say, for later. But and we are actually doing that with some situations and with some issues, for example, introducing Macedonian language in the primary, in the elementary school, in the first grade for Albanian pupils. I mean, it's not the moment.
Whilst the consensus on dealing with the legacy of the conflict seems to be going nowhere, economically and socially, Macedonia is moving on. The capital city of Skopje is undergoing a huge renovation as it attempts to carve out its own identity in the post-communist era. The scheme has caused friction between the two ethnic groups, yet the power-sharing government has managed to stop it turning into a crisis. The city's bars and restaurants are packed at night on both sides of the cultural divide. The city is open for business. The Macedonian dream of EU and NATO membership is still alive, and perhaps this offers the best hope of ensuring that the divisions of the past don't spill over into violence.